Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Pulvers Towing, and today we're going to hear from modified driver Jody Belfi. We're also going to hear from Corey from Byers Racing Engines in Rochester, Doug Johnson from the Jackson Motorplex, and a little more from Josh from Pulvers Towing, right after a few words from our sponsors.
A car guy will never forget their first hot rod, Richard Petty's STP car, or Don Garlitz's Swamp Rat. If you race a car or own a car that means something to you, then CS Customs can capture those memories in a custom die-cast. CS Customs are locally owned and work with you directly to get the details just right. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique for an event or your business, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0892 or see chrisstanglerscustoms.com.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hi, this is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. Check out Miskin.com. You'll see all the parts available in our U-Pullet lot, new arrivals ready to part out. Plus, we can also locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Miskin Auto Parts has been buying junkers and providing parts to our customers since 1972, and we ship out parts daily. Call us today at 507-684-2100 or check us out online at Miskin.com.
Medieval Metalworks is a 25,000 square foot facility in Mankato specializing in CNC tube laser and bending, and is the only facility in the area with those capabilities. Medieval Metalworks is a leading precision metal fabrication shop offering all of the latest custom metal fabrication technologies under one roof. Whether you need a one-off custom part or thousands of parts produced for your business, contact Medieval Metalworks at 507-386-3930 or stop by and see them at 3000 Technology Drive in Mankato.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety, and Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
Have you ever been stuck? I mean, really stuck. This is Darcy from Pulver Towing. Over the years, we've been called to fields and job sites where they've spent days trying to free a piece of equipment from the muck. If you don't have time to wait, call Pulver Towing. Our towing experts will have you out in hours instead of days. With locations in Rochester, Worthington, Fulda, and Marshall, if you're stuck, call Pulver Towing today.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by modified driver Jody Belfi. And Jody, you own and operate Accurate Auto Repair in Duluth. What came first, being a mechanic or being a race driver, or did they both kind of start at once?
No, we've been a mechanic much longer. I've been wrenching on cars as long as I've been able to get in the garage, and always tinkered with them. And my first real job back in 96 was at a repair shop, and kind of entry level, but I worked my way up to where now we own and operate our own business and been in business. This is our 11th year, and things have been good, and the racing came afterwards. I wasn't going to build a race car until I had my own garage to build it in, and so it took me quite some time before I got to actually get behind the wheel of my own car.
You are also very into cars. When I asked you about what you drove personally, I expected you to say, an old pickup or a beater. But you are more into the luxury models, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like all types of cars. I mean, I got a Lexus as a daily driver because it's all-wheel drive, but it's a sport model, and it's fun to drive, but yeah, I've just had, practical GM pickup trucks to, I've had a couple of Mercedes-Benz cars, and I just like them all and like to see how they're built and work on them. And I don't keep them long, which my wife razzes me on, because it's about every year and a half I got to buy something different, just because I like to have different things.
And speaking of your wife and kids, can anyone raise a person's spirits after a long day than the enthusiasm of your children, and also to be able to share your racing experiences with them in Victory Lane?
Yeah, there's nothing better than that. And I can say that my younger days probably caused a little too much controversy. And after having my own daughter and wanting to raise her the right way, I've definitely tried to turn things around. And having her and the wife at the racetrack is awesome. And they captured a picture last year before the Red Clay Classic, and my daughter come to the fence to wish me good luck during driver intros. And there's nothing better as she's watching her dad. And it's pretty cool.
The Lake Superior Elementary School visit, how did that all come about, and what do you remember most about the reaction of those kids, because you're building new race fans?
Yeah, it started a couple of years back. Eric Erickson from the ABC Raceway contacted me and asked if I would be interested to join them at the school for, they call it the Rev It Up for Reading. And so we got together with a couple of our sponsors to get stuff for the kids. Amsoil, of course, provided us with coloring books and some different things to give out. And the kids had so much fun, and the questions, they were just ecstatic the entire time. And we even got one of our sponsors to donate T-shirts to give to them, my personal race shirts. So we outfitted the whole third grade with our racing shirts. And, yeah, I told Eric after we did that and how much fun we had, I said, as long as you do this, I will be here every year until I'm no longer racing, because it's that much fun, and the kids just absolutely love it.
I tell you what, if you would have showed up at the Lincoln Elementary School here in Owatonna back in the early 70s when I was a kid, if some of my racing heroes back then showed up, you would have been the coolest guy on the planet, so you must have a whole new fan base.
Yeah, it worked out pretty good, and the kids are, you know, they get a wide variety of questions, and they're, you know, they have a lot of fun doing it. Some of them, you know, they've never been to the track in Ashland, so they don't know a lot about race cars. But when they go outside and they get to see 15 to 20 of them and we start them up, they really start jumping around and they have a lot of fun with it. Like I said, it's something that I plan to do as long as I'm racing, because it means a lot. And someday, hopefully, I'm sitting in the stands watching one of the kids that remembered me from, you know, years ago.
Who tagged you with the nickname North Shore Nightmare?
That would be Daryl Nelson's pit guy, Rod Fournier. We were sitting around one night, and he was trying to come up with different nicknames, and that's the one that he came up with for me. And Daryl, he's kind of got a nickname for everybody, so he calls me Butterfly, and I got a couple different nicknames, and probably some that I don't know about, that we'll just leave it at that.
Why Modifieds? Is it the opportunity to race virtually everywhere and for some really good paying purses, or is it much more than that?
The Modifieds just were something I got into. Obviously, I started, you know, in a pure stock 1 year, and then B-Mod, and then into a mod. And I've driven a late mod a little bit here and there, but as you say, the opportunity to race more in a Modified is there. And it's taken me quite some years to get successful and to build the program we have. So I kind of want to stay content. This year we are going to do a little bit of late model driving for a guy. He's got a team here in Duluth and wants me to drive for them. So that's exciting, but I like to go, you know, to Ogilvy on Saturdays and Ashland on when I can't get to Ogilvy, and them tracks don't have late models on a regular night. So that's kind of kept me just contained in a mod for now.
In 2019, you picked up the Proctor Speedway Track Championship. What does that mean to you?
That was probably one of the hardest things I've had to accomplish. That just was a personal goal for me. Growing up, I think my mom had a picture of me and my brother and sister in the back of their pickup truck in the early 80s, late 70s, watching our local heroes race. And I've been going to that track ever since. And early on in my mod career, battling with Daryl Nelson and Kelly Esty and some of them guys, I was close here and there, and I just could never get one. And last year it all came together, and we had a great year, and it worked out for us to finally get the jacket. And to get a championship at a track I've been going to my entire life. So it may not mean a lot to some drivers, but to me, it meant a lot.
Many years ago, late model legend Wendell Keane told a great story on the Dirt Show about traveling from Rochester, Minnesota to the Silver 1000. He stopped in Minneapolis and purchased four brand new late model tires. They had just come out and were the widest tires made at that time. He said he could run around there nearly flat out with very little body roll and won the race. That race seems to be frustrating for you.
Yeah, I've kind of hurt myself a couple years in a row at that one. We won it back in 2010, and you know, 2 years ago, I want to say we won the heat race, but they docked us for what they said we jumped the start, even though we were the pole sitter, and they docked us back to, I believe, a seventh row starting spot in the feature. Even Jimmy Mars was irate with the call because as a pole sitter, we couldn't understand how I would jump. But nonetheless, we charged through the field, and we were kind of patiently racing with Buzzy Adams and Bob Broeking. I think it was down to three, four laps to go. And Buzzy, I got on the inside and passed him. And going down the back chute, I got a run on Bob. And you know, to my own fault, not really watching Bob's line, I was watching Buzzy's. I didn't realize how Bob was driving the corner, and he come down, and we touched a little bit, and it spun me, and we got the raw end of the deal. But it was a racing deal. But then we went back last year, and 2 years ago, I think we had the best car in the field. And last year, I felt like we just struggled. I didn't adapt the car correctly to the track. And even though we led 26 of the laps, we fought every corner trying to get through there as smooth as can be, and many people said it looked flawless from the stands. I was working my tail off, and honestly, to come home second, as heartbreaking as it was to give up that win for an MB teammate to get the win and to run second for me, I genuinely was happy to finish second because I felt like I was about a 15th place car. But yeah, it's been a struggle the last 2 years at that race.
How important is tire prep? I had someone tell me if you had equal cars with equal power and equal drivers, the car with the best prepared tires will win every time. Is this a true statement?
I believe so, 110%. Yeah. I remember walking into Dave Kane's trailer back a couple years ago at Ogilvy, and I want to say I counted 36 wheels and tires prepped and ready to go. And I thought, that's crazy to be a Saturday night racer that you're racing a heat and a feature, but he had so many sizes and variations for stagger. They were all prepped. Everything was clean. And that's one thing that we've been getting better at is we will leave the house with 24 wheels and tires ready to go and all marked with the correct sizes for stagger and sight differently for different track conditions. And yeah, tire prep is unbelievable amount of work, and we started ours 2 weeks ago to start our race season here this week.
Making a run at the 2020 national points title, if we can get the season off and running, what is your plan and what tracks will you be running and how much travel will that involve each and every week?
Well, dealing with, you know, Minnesota's still kind of under lockdown and we can't get to Ogilvy and some of the other tracks in Minnesota, we're going to have to travel to try to legitimately get some racing in. And early on, our plan was to get out early in April and do some testing. We got a little bit of different chassis this year that Mars and myself came up with. And we did some testing here a couple weeks ago, and we're going to build a new car, but we want to race it a couple times and make sure we're going to build a new one the same. And you know, that was our plan, but with this now happening, I think we're just going to take it a weekend at a time and see where we stack up and see what the summer brings us as far as where and when we can race.
The competition at the tracks you run, Dan Ebert, Shane Sobraski, Jeremy Nelson, Dave Kane, Don Ischens, and many, many more. Do you feel because of the level of competition that you all make each other better?
Yeah, absolutely. I have lots of friends in racing, and some people will look at it differently than I. But, you know, I strive to go to Ogilvy weekly because I want to race against Dave Keane, Shane Sobraski, and all them guys, because I know that if you win and you beat that level of competition, you've accomplished something. And some people feel like as if a late model driver were to drop down into the modified, they feel like they shouldn't because they're better. Well, I feel if Scott Blomqvist wanted to race Proctor every Sunday, I would be ecstatic because I'd love to race against him and know that some night you might be able to beat that guy, and then you know you've beaten the best in the business.
Ogilvie Raceway, what makes that facility so special for the fans and the drivers?
The drivers, I believe, this is my own personal opinion, so I won't speak for all of us there, but I believe the reason they strive to do so well is, I told everybody, when you start racing in April at Ogilvie, the track is one condition. It is slippery from the tires to the wall. There's not one preferred groove because they're all equal. Every now and then you get a night where they have a little bit of a cushion, but for the most part, that track is that way from April until the end of October. And week in, week out, it is always prepped the same. We always have the same condition to race on. It's usually very wide. You can get to some racetracks where everybody is fighting for the little tack strip on the tires or fighting for the grip on the wall. And where Ogilvie, I feel like you just got to make sure you have a good car because you can roll three or four different lines there. The other thing that I think they do well is, as my mother said, when they left there, Wally Wagaman, the owner, sits at the door and he thanks each fan for coming. And it means a lot to the fans to know that they're appreciated. And every year they just keep doing more and more improvements with the facility. And I believe it's one of the best racetracks in the country.
The Topless Nationals is also one of the coolest events around. Is there a better way to end the season than heading there with your friends?
No, absolutely not. It's a great race. It's also for breast cancer awareness. So they paint the walls pink, and a lot of us drivers put some pink decals on our car. And then no points. It's just merely for fun. And it's a really good event, and I look forward to that one as well.
Running the Touring Series, you have had success with the RV Touring Series when it's near your area.
Yep. I like racing that Advantage RV. I wish I could run the whole entire series, but, you know, maybe this year we can with the staff we have at my shop. We might be able to get away more and try some of them different tracks. And I think having success when they come here is a lot of them guys don't race a Proctor or Superior that often. And when we race there weekly, you know, it kind of gives us a little bit of an advantage. But all them guys on that tour, Jeremy Nelson and all them guys, they run well, and it doesn't seem to matter what track they're at. They always run good.
I think your driving style would fit some of those South Dakota tracks very well, and you would be successful.
Yeah, I've always wanted to get out there and race. I got some friends out there when I used to run the old J-Car stuff, and it would be fun to get out there and try it. And, you know, maybe this summer we'll be able to do so.
What is it like to run door-handle-to-door-handle with the USMTS guys?
Them guys drive extremely hard, and they're very good. The thing about them is they're professionals. They do it for a living, and they're not going to tear your equipment up. So it's pretty fun to race with them guys. We've had some success with them when we've gotten to race with them, and it's been a lot of fun. And I think me and Shane were talking here. We were talking about maybe going down to that Vado Speedway Park to do that 50,000 to win this fall if they still got that going.
Tracks that you would like to run more often if you had time to get there?
Fergus Falls. That's definitely a fun racetrack, but, you know, they run Friday nights, and it's a five-hour drive for me where Superior is 30 minutes from my house. Another fun track that we had fun at, trying to think. We had a lot of fun back in the day at Princeton when that was with Soda. We raced there every now and then, and that was a fun racetrack to get around. Cedar Lake Speedway, it's legendary in the country for sure, and we only get there maybe once a year, so it's just tough to get there.
What sparked you to fall in love with cars and racing in the first place?
Growing up, my dad built a lot of engines for a lot of the local racers, and he's always worked on cars his entire life. So even when I was at home, he'd always have different muscle cars or different cars he was building engines in. And so I've always had an interest in cars, and it just turned out to end up being my profession. And I love it every day. It's a different challenge. Every car is different, and the new ones are very complicated.
Racing at the Head of the Lakes Fair. We have lost so many fairground racetracks down here in southern Minnesota. That must be a special night for you and the whole family to be able to go to the fair, enjoy the fair, and then race.
Yeah, the fair nights are always fun. I wish they were as busy as they used to be. I remember back in the day going through the fair and you'd see all the racers there, and now they kind of split it up, and on a weeknight it's not as popular as it once was, but it's definitely a different venue, and it can be a lot of fun.
The photos that you sent me of your car, they're incredible. What a great color scheme. That car is awesome just sitting there. Is the plan still for two cars in 2020?
Yeah, that's the plan. Buzzy Adams out of Buzz Signs, he does an amazing job lettering our car. He says, I'm one of few drivers that simply tells him the sponsors and just send me the wrap when it's done, and I just let him do his thing. And he kind of knows after I've been with him, God, I want to say about 16 years, that, you know, every year I like to change up my car and have it different. And so he just does his thing, and I really don't put much input into it. And he does a fantastic job. And as far as the two cars go, yeah, we're going to race this car through the weekend. We're hoping to race Superior twice and then hopefully get to Ashland on Saturday if they put that together. And then Jimmy will get cranking on another car that hopefully we'll bring out maybe late July, early August, and go from there. This car we have now is 5 years old, but it's been a dandy.
My opinion of the people in Duluth is tough. You have been through a devastating flood that tried to wash the whole city into the lake. Unbelievable snowstorms, waves, and ice have tried to crush parts of town. The latest situation we are in, it will also come to pass.
Yeah, definitely. It's beautiful country up here, and we see, you know, I say we can see all the seasons in 1 week. And, you know, the winters are tough, but the summers are beautiful, and summers sometimes are only a week long, but we get to see it all up here, that's for sure, and hopefully we get a nice long summer this year.
I'm sure you know the old saying, if you don't like the weather in Minnesota, just wait 15 minutes.
Yep, absolutely. Living up the North Shore, we'd be at the house getting ready to go to Superior, and it would be 80 degrees and literally drive a mile and a half down the hill to the lake, and I'd be rolling up the windows because it was 42 degrees because the wind was coming off the lake, and there's many spring nights like that up here.
Jody, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show. Good luck throughout the 2020 season. I'll be keeping an eye on you, and thank you for your time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for calling.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme Powder Coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme Powder Coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, stock cars, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the U.S. MTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the USA. To get the power from your motor to the tires, run with a proven winner today with the number one choice in carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shafts. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round. But you don't have to drive to Knoxville, Iowa to shop in our museum store, which features the world's largest selection of sprint car merchandise. Visit us online at SprintCarStuff.com for a great assortment of books, including Bill Haglund's newest book, Two Lane Roads and County Fairs, or The History of Knoxville Raceway and the Marion County Fairgrounds by Bob Wilson, or Nebraska Dirt by Bob Mays. You'll find all of these books and many more at SprintCarStuff.com, along with a great variety of racing DVDs and more sprint car merchandise than you could ever imagine, all at SprintCarStuff.com. So the next time you're in Knoxville, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And the next time you're at home or away from home, visit us online at SprintCarStuff.com.
Rhino Egg is now raising the bar even more by being the only manufacturer of rotary cutters in the world to factory fill all components with Lucas Oil and grease, adding even more value to the Rhino brand over the competition. Quality from the inside out. Visit rhinoag.com to find a dealer near you.
Gilliland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers products. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. Superior lubricants like JB80 and JB Heavy Duty Chain Lubricants are made for today's farm equipment. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to auto enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilliland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor at 952-934-7354 or visit justicebrothers.com. Go with the winner, Gilliland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. And Corey, explain an RMC four access machining center, and what are the capabilities of that machine?
RMC is the company name that manufactures it and writes our programs. It's basically a four-axis CNC machine built specifically for the engine building world. Ours is set up mainly for block work, so we can bore, deck, blueprint. We've been doing a lot more of the LS stuff, so we can put in the head studs that the turbo guys need, and we do a roller thrust bearing. We just got the capabilities to do that. You can fully light and dart little M blocks. It's kind of nice. You can do a lot of machining operations without having to get out of the machine and variances of moving it from one machine to a different machine. So it kind of eliminates a lot of variances there. Very, very accurate. Nice deal. Very, very fast also.
In the Byers Engine Service ad, we have the words since 1975. Now, for me, that doesn't seem like that long ago, but that was 45 years ago. Jim and the crew at Byers have seen a lot of engines go through the shop in all of those years, and with each build comes more knowledge.
Correct. You know, and the technology from yesterday isn't the same as technology from tomorrow, so it's the same deal as like the race engine stuff's about the same as your computer. You buy the stuff for today, it's expired and outdated, and somebody's got something better tomorrow. So you pick up different things. The new thing is, you know, the different oils, there's different honing techniques, there's different stones. You got to kind of keep up to date on a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff has changed. When I first started here, we were selling, you know, modified short blocks. I remember they were like $600. And now that won't buy you a set of pistons for a modified. So it's kind of neat to see the evolution of the stuff, but it's hard to see some of the cost increases too.
The Ferrari V12 block that you had sitting on the floor, I was geeking out when I saw that engine block sitting there in the shop, and I know car guys and how a shop's reputation is top of mind to those car enthusiasts. They just don't trust anyone to work on a Ferrari V12. What was the story behind that motor, and what was working on that engine like?
That one actually is still here because we're waiting for the pistons to show up from Germany because nobody in the U.S. had anything, so they're still waiting for the pistons. Apparently whoever did it before took it a little bit too far oversized, so we have to kind of fix that and go get it to the next oversized bore and get it all fit. But, of course, they're a custom JE piston, and that's a, oh, God, when I looked it up, it was a $2,500, $3,000 set of pistons for that thing, for that 12-cylinder. It's a neat little deal, but I don't know. That's a lot of dope. It's pretty cool.
That very same day, you had a flathead Ford V8, an Olds Rocket V8, and an inline six-cylinder flathead Dodge motor, all being worked on at the same time. That makes for a very interesting work day.
Yeah, right now I think we have three flatheads, a different six-cylinder flathead Ford. I think it was a 49 218. Just finished that one up. I don't have any Oldsmobiles in here now, but you never know. I think I got a 427 side oiler block sitting over there, and I got a 69 DZ302 Camaro short block sitting in one corner. It's kind of nice to work on a variety. We don't just pick one thing out of the book, and that's our specialty. It's kind of fun going to work and doing different things. I think that's what makes everybody here, been here staying so long, because we don't have a dedicated guy that does small block Chevys, small block Fords. We kind of really don't hold back on what we can do.
What is the proper way to break in a motor And is there a different criteria for breaking in a new street rod motor versus a new racing engine?
There isn't, there isn't. There's two things. Racing engines, it depends on what the camshaft you have in there first, because that's going to decide how you do it. If it's a flat tappet camshaft, you're going to need to break in the camshaft. So that's usually 20 minutes, half hour, with a good quality break-in oil, 2,000 to 2,500 RPM. As far as an all-out race engine, that's roller cam, everything like that, you don't have to worry about that, but you still want to break in and seat the rings and everything. So that's basically shoving, on the dyno, we'll shove load to it to kind of put a lot of pressure on the top of the piston so it makes that ring come out and kind of seated right in where it needs to be. And those deals, too, we'll use a dedicated break-in oil because that has the stuff in there, does help seat those rings in that shorter period of time. You were used to be able to have to load it, and you would power through the poles, and maybe 15 poles later, all the power numbers would start level out, and you got the ring seated, where there were seeing ring seating in 5 to 7 poles or something like that. We'll start sealing everything up pretty good. The Total Seal website has a really nice thing as far as seating the rings, as far as the videos and stuff like that on seating, you know, how anybody wants to go out and do it on their own, kind of in their car kind of deal, what to do, what not to do as far as that goes, but that's how kind of we do it here.
Oil is the lifeblood of any motor, whether it's an ag motor, industrial motor, or an automotive engine. What type of oil do you recommend for maximum life for any engine?
That's a hard one because with all the new specs they come out with, as far as the race stuff, we use pretty much either a Driven or a Schaefer's oil for our racing stuff with a high zinc. Even with roller cam, stuff like that, you kind of want the high zinc because you're putting a lot of pressure on push rod tips and you wear out those. There is still quite a bit of friction that you need that zinc for. As far as the street car stuff, the stock stuff, you kind of got to go ballpark and follow what the manufacturer has because that's where their emissions come into play sometimes on those deals. And the specs change so much that you got to keep updated on it quite a bit. But as far as like old car stuff, we've had good luck with new product from Driven that come out of their GP1, which is basically the same oil base as what used to be in the old-fashioned, if anybody's old school here, the old green Kendall from that everybody loved quite a while ago, it's the same base oil, and they put their additive package in there. That, we found out, has been a pretty nice deal.
Many listeners have heard the term freshening of a racing motor. What is done to that motor during a freshening?
Basically, we just start off, tear it all down, see what, if it's just a simple deal. A simple freshening is basically rings, bearings, gaskets, doll up everything that needs to be dolled up, valve job, put a new hone on the cylinders. Usually, 90% of the time, springs, all the basics, and then goes back together. And that's a general freshen. And then sometimes you get in there where you put pistons in, and you know, it depends on the quantity of wear. Freshen by rights is you want basically just the simple stuff to make it more affordable, but you always run into, especially the more aggressive it is in the higher class, the pistons and stuff will lose their temper and will wear out. Usually the upper class, or if you got either the oils, either you're getting an oil from Walmart, whatever, any of the places that over-the-counter oils, or a four air filter, or we've heard a lot of racers do it, but the air cleaner flew off and there's only 5 laps to go and you're in third and you're running them down and running all that dirt through there, so it can wear out stuff pretty quick too.
You guys love what you do and it really shows.
It's hard to describe, I've been in a few jobs before this, but it's hard to want to stay away. There's always a drive to do something better than the next day, especially in this world. There's so much learning to do, which you learned yesterday, and you can put on to today and then pick up something from today and use it tomorrow. There's so much evolution in this sport, in this career, I guess, that it makes it fun for all of us here. And all of us here, all of us have some motorsports love for it, I guess. I drag race, Mike tractor pulls, Jim's been around this, the dirt track stuff for years upon years. He used to sell it to a lot of local tracks and stuff like that. So a lot of time out of our lives has been put into this stuff. It makes it worthwhile, I guess.
What is the best way to find out more about Byers Engine Service in Rochester?
You can either give us a call at 507-282-5586. Or you can check us out on the web, buyersengine.com. Pretty much easy to get a hold of us. Give us a call, throw us an email. Do our best to help you out, answer as many questions as you need, and get you going.
Corey, thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show. I always look forward to it.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Lane.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, call 455-3524.
Aero Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at AeroRaceWheels.com.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro Grade Full Synthetic Oil and High Performance Lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology, enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packing products when it comes to shipping your business products? Foamcraft Packaging in Owatonna provides a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call 455-2893. That's 455-2893.
One of our new products from Weir's Machine and Racing Products is our load pull sticks. These are used on the corner of your race car. You can gather all kinds of data with them, or you can change springs with them. So this is our ratcheting version. We make it in a ratcheting and a non-ratcheting, so you can pull the car into motion either on the ground or on jack stands. Pulling the car into motion on the ground will simulate the travel through the motion and tell you if you have a bind or not. One of the things that we're using this for is to change springs. So you would have this set to a certain distance, you would hook it up to the race car, you'll get a load number, you'll pull the spring out, put the next spring in, hook it back up, the load number will be different, and then you will screw the screw jack until the load number is the same. This is simply a tool to build a notebook for you to tune your race cars. Simply just a tool for changing springs, finding a bind in your suspension, and then tuning your right front or left front packages. For more information on our products, find us on the internet at weirsmachine.com.
Welcome back here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Doug Johnson from the Jackson Motorplex. And Doug, last weekend you got 2020 off and running with the Great Lakes Shootout. The stars that showed up, Casey Kane, Rico Abreu, Kyle Larson, Tony Stewart, what a star-studded lineup.
Yeah, we were very fortunate, to be able to do that. You know, we originally had that on our schedule, the Friday, May 15th as an IRA show, and with everything that's going on in our world this year, the schedules have kind of been just flip-flopped. I mean, nobody really knows from one week to the next what we're going to be or where we're going to be racing. We're trying to, all the sanctioning bodies, I've been in touch with every single one of them here for about 3 to 4 weeks now, trying to figure out when we can race and where we can race and all this stuff. And we submitted our plan to the state of Minnesota here, it was probably 3 weeks ago now, and had a lot of people working behind the scenes to make that race happen, and a lot of work and effort went into that, just from the state level that you never even anticipate you're going to have to do when you have a racetrack. Then to follow all the CDC guidelines to make sure we keep everybody safe and stuff like that. It's something that, we really never had to worry about before. We opened up the doors. I mean, we put a lot of work and effort into opening up every season, but just to have that race was a tremendous amount of effort on everybody's part, from everyone here at the Jackson Motorplex to Steve Sinclair with the IRA to our legal team, and everybody involved in this whole deal just, kind of made it happen. And it turned out that the World of Outlaws weren't racing, and the All-Stars weren't racing. So we got a lot of those cars to show up. And, we had a great field of 58 410 sprint cars here. And fortunately, we only got one of the two nights in, and Mother Nature washed us out on Saturday and Sunday after getting about 4 inches of rain here overnight. So, it turned out good, but we all want to get back to normal racing and allow the fans in the stands. That's what keeps everybody going, and we've got another race coming up this weekend with no spectators. But after that, I tell you, our schedule's up in the air. We really don't know what's going to happen, and, we're just kind of taking it 2 weeks at a time and go from there.
I can't imagine what it was like for you personally to drop the green flag with no fans in the stands. The fans are what creates the excitement and the atmosphere. What was that like for you?
I'll tell you, it was a really eerie feeling. I mean, to see all these cars in the pits and not have a person sitting in the stands. I've played a lot of basketball in my career, and it'd be like going playing a basketball game, state championship, in front of no people. That's kind of how I can relate to it. And it was great to have all the race teams back here and getting back into the swing of things. But without fans, it was just, like I said, I don't know how else to explain it. It was an eerie feeling just to look up there, especially the start of the A Main. And, you know, you do a four wide, and usually you can hear the roar of the fans over the engine, especially when it gets exciting, you know, late in the race. And not to be able to have that, it was, like I said, eerie was the only best word I can use to describe it.
Last night and tonight, the World Outlaw Late Models are at Jackson Motorplex. Fans can watch the race on Dirt Vision.
That is correct. Yeah, we've got the World Outlaws here, and, you know, all the fans, like I said, with no spectators in the stands here this weekend, they can go to Dirt Vision. The nice thing about it with the Dirt Vision deal is you can watch the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars and the Late Models. So we're just inviting all of our fans to tune in to Dirt Vision and keep an eye on what's going on here at the Jackson Motorplex here tonight.
One event we were really looking forward to was the USAC National Sprint Cars on May 29th and 30th. That has been postponed. Any discussion on a reschedule date?
No, I've been in talks with Levi here for the last several days with USAC, trying to find an alternative option right now. And, you know, them, like every other major series, is just kind of throwing their original schedule out the window and redoing their schedule as time permits. So we really don't know. We're looking at later in the year. We've got some options, but as of right now, we don't have a date set for that USAC show. So I would say we're just going to wait and see what happens, maybe sometime in later July and August, and see if we can't find a date that works for both of us at that time. But right now, I don't have a rescheduled date for that USAC show.
Is it sustainable for a racetrack to be able to function on back gate and pay-per-view revenue for very long?
No, not very long at all, because what's going to happen here as some of these surrounding states start to open up, the fans are going to be at those races on the weekends, and for them to watch your pay-per-view is highly unlikely if they're at another race. So I think Terry McCarl kind of opened the doors for this pay-per-view deal with his race down at Park Jefferson a while back, and some other places are doing it now, and, you know, we're trying it here for a few weeks, but I think the pay-per-view deal is going to get fairly saturated here in the next couple weeks, and it's not sustainable for us even to continue to do this without fans. I think if we could get to a point where, say, like right now in the state of South Dakota, you can operate a racetrack there with 50% capacity. And I think if we could do that here in Jackson, we could make it work, other than maybe for some of our really big shows, like our Late Models and Jackson Nationals, probably wouldn't be able to sustain that model. But I think it would be possible for our weekly shows if we could even get to that point. So we're hopeful that down the road we can at least do that here for part of the season. But like I said, again, the uncertainty is the worst part about this right now. Nobody really knows. There's really not a plan with any of these states moving forward. They're just kind of taking it week by week and going from there, and that's the hardest part to deal with right now.
Do you know how the tracks are regulating that? Because I can't imagine if you drove 3 hours to see a race and they tell you, oh, you're fan number 701, you can't go in, we're only allowing 700 fans. How do they regulate that?
Well, a lot of it is done, you know, and we have the capability of doing that here, is to do the pre-sales online. So if we were put in that position, we would have the fans, they could actually purchase their tickets. It would be a general admission. And then we would have to, just to keep the social distancing in the stands, we've already measured out all of our stands, know exactly how many people we can put in at 6 feet apart. So I think it's something you would have to do online, where you only sell, say, 700 or 800 tickets to an event or whatever that number is. Every track would be different at something like that. That's really the only way you can regulate it and be honest. But some of these tracks, I mean, you look at video from some of these tracks that opened last weekend in Missouri, and they were absolutely packed. So if they did have any social distancing, they I don't want to say they didn't abide by the rules, because I wasn't there to see it, but from some of the photos and video I saw, I mean, those tracks down in Missouri were absolutely packed a week ago. And I think that's how the Outlaws are doing it for some of the shows they got coming up in Missouri. I think they're only selling X amount of tickets to the grandstand side and regulating it that way. So that's really about the only way you can do it and do it effectively.
Doug, I know you said everything's changing so rapidly. How can fans keep up on the latest breaking news about the Jackson Motorplex?
Well, the biggest thing to watch is our Facebook page. We keep our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram updated as stuff happens. One thing, too, the fans can follow along there for our results, like tonight with World of Outlaw Late Models and stuff. So I would say watch our, you know, also with our website at jacksonmotorplex.com, anything that comes up on there, we try and update immediately. So that's the biggest thing, is to watch all of our social media outlets, and, you know, that's what we're using to keep in touch with the fans right now.
Doug, thank you for all the information, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a Powerlift architectural door on your home or cabin. Powerlift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
For over 95 years, Napa Auto Parts has been there for you, supplying quality parts and expert advice to help keep your vehicle running strong. If it's time to do some overdue maintenance on your vehicle, farm equipment, or boat, Napa is here to help. You can order your parts online ahead of time and pick them up curbside, and Napa stores are sanitized with proper social distancing. With locations throughout the listening area, you're never far from a Napa store. Napa, a proud member of the local community.
We've all heard the old saying, going the extra mile. When it comes to repairing your vehicle, that old saying rings true at Midwest Collision in Faribault. You may have to drive that extra mile, but Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision will reward you with quick and educational estimates. Plus, they'll go the extra mile to make sure you are completely satisfied with your repair. Call Midwest Collision today at 332-2434. They're miles ahead of the competition.
Welcome back to our special segment brought to you by Pulver's Towing, and I am joined by Josh. And Josh, a listener might think to themselves, what is Pulver's Towing's connection to racing? Well, there are many reasons for your interest in racing, and one of them being your involvement with the North Star Touring Series.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, back, I can't remember exact date, 2005 or something like that, or 8, when the North Star Series started out, it actually started out with three tracks. And it was basically an idea to get guys that normally wouldn't leave their local tracks, to get them to reach out, go to other tracks. We waived the, you know, every year you got a fee, you got to pay a registration on your car. All that was waived, try to get them to move around a little bit, and it developed into a 10-race series. You use your best shows, 8 shows out of 10, and it was for all classes, from the sport compacts all the way up to the modifieds. So it was kind of a different theme, and John McCorkle was involved, Bob Allen, Brent Prouty at the time, Al Thorsenson. This is kind of out there, and we put it together, and Brett Root from IMCA backed it, and it got going, and it took off for a good portion there.
And you had some talented guys following that tour.
We did. They come from all over. I mean, in every division they come from. From the modifieds, you know, Mark Noble, Jake Simpson, Kurt Lund, the locals, all these guys. We had a lot of talent. Matthew Loft, national champion. I think he won that national champion the first year of the North Star Series by like 2 points. And when IMCA declared that as a special series, he got bonus points just as you would from winning a track title, which I think launched him into his first national title.
And Josh, we talk about the coverage that you have with Pulver's Towing. Anybody going across the southern part of our state, whether it's going east of Rochester, going out to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, you've got them covered with all of your locations for Pulver's Towing, correct?
We do. You know, we're in Rochester over there in the east part of the state. In the west, we're in Worthington, Marshall, Fulda. We also work with affiliates in between. If you need something, if we can't get to you soon enough, we'll know someone that could. We got Maloney up there in Medelia, some guys in Mankato at Affordable, Dean's out of Owatonna. Towing is just like a brotherhood, just like racing. When you start racing and you bust an upper control arm or something, you can't have one, the parts trailer doesn't have it, there's always someone there that'll lend you, even though he's going to go try to whoop you out on that track. They're going to work with you because we want to do the right thing.
And speaking of a brotherhood, whether you're towing a race car, you're towing your family camper, or you're just heading out on the road and you have some trouble, Pulver's Towing is someone you can rely on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What's the best way to get a hold of you, Josh?
The best way is to call our main dispatch office in Rochester at 507-282-3851.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies Barbecue Sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies Barbecue Sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
Honda has found a way to make the great outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best ATV, Pioneer, and Talon models. Find one with the power to take on your biggest jobs and adventures and get an awesome deal, like up to $1,400 factory-to-dealer incentives on select models. Just head to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event and make this your best year outdoors yet. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, celebrating 60 years as USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Friday night, they were racing at Mississippi Thunder Speedway on Friday night, May 15th, in Hornet A Main. Armin Love over Cole Alberts in the USRA B-Mod A Main. Sean Walski over Tyler Scroggie in the USRA Hobby Stock feature. Chris Hoofden over Tim Hell in the USRA Late Model A-Main, Lance Hofer over Bob Fort in the USRA Modified A-Main, Dan Ebert over Dustin Sorensen, and in the Dirt Late Model A-Main, Jake Tim over Jimmy Mars. They were also racing Friday night, May 15th at Sports Park Raceway in Fort Dodge, Iowa in the USRA B-Mod feature, Ty Griffith over Jim Chisholm in the USRA Hobby Stock feature, Eric Stanton over Eric Knutson in the USRA Modified A-Main, Duke Erickson over Garrett Wilson in the USRA Stock Car A-Main, Cole Mather over Patrick Graham. In the Tuners, it was John Gill over Ryan Bryant. And in the Nostalgia Dirt Series, Don Masters wins the heat. In the feature, it's Bob Soma over Steve Tanner. The Wing Sprint Car Stars showed up at the Jackson Motorplex last weekend on Friday night, May 15th. In the 410 Wing Sprint Car 25-lap A-Main, it was Brad Sweet over Sheldon Hodenchild. And last Saturday night, May 16th, they kicked off the season opener at Boone Speedway in the Mini Mod A-Main, Mike Kennedy over Brian Zem. In the Hobby Stock A-Main, Jack Phillips over Aaron Rudolph. In the IMCA Modified 20-lap A-Main, Ricky Thornton Jr. over Tim Ward. In the IMCA Northern Sport Mods, Jonathan Logue over Curtis Vieber. In the IMCA Stock Car A-Main, Anthony Huffbauer over Todd Reitzler.
Pulver Motor Service is far more than towing and recovery. Pulver has the versatility and tools to move anything with wheels. Why should you invest in a truck and trailer when for a fraction of the cost, Pulver can move your heavy equipment to the job site and back? With our years of experience and investment in equipment, Pulver Motor Service isn't limited by size, weight, or distance. See for yourself at pulvermotorservice.com. Contact us today and find out how we can help move your business forward.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.